Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us this morning, Kristen Siever, the president and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County. It's going to be a very busy month for the Women's Fund. Of course, you stay busy all year round, and it's been a good while since we featured you on the show. So good morning, Kristen. Great to have
you
with us.
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. In Focus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Kristen, not full disclosure here, but interesting little sidebar, if you will. I have been thinking about your agency and getting you on the show for some time now, and I pick up the paper a few days ago, and there's a column by Betsy Brush Hahn, who was our first guest to talk about the Women's Fund of Smith County back when you were still in your early days, maybe 7 or 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. Don't start me to lying on that. But, you know, with everything going on right now and things falling back into place, but people still very uncertain because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it was interesting to see that you are soldiering on with your grant cycle, which actually began June 8th and runs through July, the middle of July,
Correct.
I believe.
That's right.
So that played a big role in our timing for this show today. But let's kind of reverse gears a little bit and go back to the beginning. Let's get a history of the Women's
okay.
Fund. Tell us what you're all about, your mission, etc.
Right. The Women's Fund of Smith County began, John, in 2007. And it, at that time, was a group of women, philanthropic-minded women here in our community, who understood the concept of pooling resources and coming together to give collectively. Each of us understand that we can make gifts to nonprofits here in our community individually, and certainly those individual grants or gifts make a difference. But these women understood more fully that were they to come together and give as a group, and as I said, pool those resources, those gifts could have an even bigger impact. So if my dollars are matched with her dollars and her dollars and her dollars, then together those dollars make a greater sum and a greater gift and a greater impact. So we were started, as I said, back in 2007 and worked with the communities, the Communities Foundation, East Texas Communities Foundation here in Tyler, and then worked with the Fourth Partner Foundation. And in 2016, we became our own 501c3 standalone organization. But through the course of the time that we've been in existence, we have awarded grants that now total over $1.9 million. The first year to award grants was in 2009, and we have been giving grants since that time. So that's a little bit about it. We started with a group of visionary women. There were maybe close to 100 that very first year, and now our membership stands at over 300 women who, as I said, just collectively come together and who want to make a big impact here in Smith County, specifically for projects or programs that benefit women and or children.
Okay, and tell us a little bit about you and your history as someone who's been involved in community service in Tyler and Smith County.
Yeah.
Apparently this is your first paying job, but you've done a lot of volunteer work. Junior League of Tyler?
I have. I am so blessed to live in this community. I love this community so much. I actually grew up here. I went to Hubbard and graduated from Robert E. Lee and went to Baylor University and came back to Tyler and worked actually at the University of Texas at Tyler for a few years until my boys were born. And then I was blessed to have the choice and chose to stay home with them and enjoyed loving them and raising them and being a part of all of their activities. But in the time that I was at home with my boys, I also became very involved in different organizations that I became very passionate about, and that was really through the Junior League of Tyler that I got exposure to a lot of nonprofits here in our community. And I've been blessed to serve on different boards here in our community and have been a volunteer with many nonprofits, including the Bethesda Health Clinic, mm-hmm. the Literacy Council of Tyler. I've been involved with Rose Festival and the Women's Symphony League and many other organizations. So I have a passion for nonprofit work and that type of calling, if you will. So when my boys graduated high school and then were on in college, I was sensing that it might be time for me to do even more, and this opportunity became available for me to step into this role, and I've been honored, humbled, and so blessed to be a part of this organization and to serve with these women who are remarkable women.
Okay, and 2016 was your first year as president, CEO.
Right, I started in January of 2016, so I'm in my fifth year now with the Women's Fund.
Okay. Kristen Sieber, president and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. And for folks who want to do a little bit of research on their own, the website is womensfundsc.org. That's womensfundsc.org. Is it okay if we give out your address and phone number in case people want to give you a call, find out more about you? It's 909 East Southeast Loop 323, Suite 215. If you know where our radio stations are located, it's right across the street. And the office number is 903-509-1771. And let's go ahead and give out your mission. It's short and sweet and to the point.
Right. Our mission is the Women's Fund of Smith County believes that together is better. Through collective giving, we transform our community by funding programs that enrich the lives of women and children.
And as I understand it, some of the things I've read about you, information that you've sent our newsroom over the years, things like that, or visiting with you in the community, you are what's known as a giving circle.
That's right.
That is a concept that developed not too many years ago.
Correct.
And
that's true.
What was it about that concept that was attractive to you and your colleagues that made you want to jump on board with that? Or have we already basically said
words? A little bit more about that is I love the picture of a circle. There's no beginning, there's no end, there's no, even like if you think about sitting around a table that's a circle, there's no head of the table, there's no foot of the table. We're all together, and we really love to picture ourselves that as that, and as you said, that is what we are, John, is a giving circle. And truly, we hold hands, and together we surround our community. We surround the nonprofits that are serving our neighbors, and we surround them and through our giving strengthen them. And we can feel that strength as we stand shoulder to shoulder to shoulder and hand in hand. And I can say now that I gave a $100,000 grant to Habitat for Humanity. I can say that because I was a part of that $100,000 grant. Mm-hmm. Because my giving, each of us make annual gifts to the Women's Fund. Our levels start at $600 annually and go from there. And each woman gives at whatever capacity she feels led to do so. But the other beautiful thing about a giving circle, John, is that not only are you giving your gifts, but you also give your voice, because each woman in this circle votes each year as to which grants we award. So the grants process, as you said earlier, started for 2021 funds. That started, those applications went online June 8th. And we have a grants committee. So we are a member-driven organization, a volunteer-driven organization. So we have a grants committee that's comprised of 25 women who are members of the Women's Fund. And each of these women will review and read each and every application that we receive, and do so each year. And they vet those applications to be sure that those applications or proposals align with our mission, and to be sure that they've met our minimum funding requirements. And then they will present a ballot of semifinalists to our members, and that voting takes place in the fall. So each woman then has a voice, as I said, through her vote. And that's how we determine which grants we award each year.
Mm-hmm.
And almost $2 million in cumulative grants since 2009.
That's right. We're very close to $2 million, a cumulative total of $2 million.
And I'm looking at the history of the grant history that you made available to me. In 2009, you awarded a total of $100,000 to three agencies. In 2020, $300,941.
Right.
So to say that you have grown by leaps and bounds would probably be just a bit of an understatement. Kristen Sieber, President and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. You can find out more by calling 903-509-1771. They're located in 909 East Southeast Loop 323 in Tyler, Suite 215, and www.womensfundsc.org is the website, and a lot of information on there. Let's get into one of the things that we really want to emphasize today, and that is the grant cycle for this year and how it works, and perhaps most importantly, how it's different this year because of adjustments you and everybody's had to make because of the pandemic.
John, that's right. And as you just said, John, we were so honored and humbled to award five community grants this year. So in January of 2020, we awarded those five agency grants. And as you said, it was over $300,000, which is the most we've ever given in one year. That's as a result of remarkable growth in membership, strong support from community partners, and responsible stewardship is what led us to this landmark. And these funds, as have all our grants, are impacting our community right now and transforming the lives of women and children. So those dollars are out in our community presently. So when the COVID situation came our way and our world turned upside down, we were faced, as we all were faced, with challenges as to how to move forward. So we met as a group within our grants community, our past chairs, members, our leadership, to assess what we felt would be the best way for us to respond with our situation. And as we move to our funding for 2021, those grants are based on our 2020 membership.
Mm-hmm.
So these membership dollars for women who are a part of our circle this year, who've joined for 2020, renewed their membership for 2020, those are the dollars that we base our grants for 2021. And because there was so much uncertainty for lots of us for many reasons, we made the decision that as we move forward with our granting for 2021, that we limit our applicants for this year to those agencies with whom we've partnered in the past, those agencies that we have a very strong relationship with, that we have been blessed and honored to have partnered and served our community alongside them. That group of previous grantees is a group of 29 different Smith County agencies. So we wanted to double down on our commitment to those previous grant holders. So that was one change that we made, that we limited our applicants for this year just to those 29 agencies. And in addition, John, our grants range from $30,000 to $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
So they're high impact grants. And every other year that we've awarded these grants, they are for projects or proposals for programs that are either launched to launch a new program or to expand an existing program.
Mm-hmm.
And while we're still encouraging those types of proposals and projects for this year's funding for 2021, I should say, we, for the first time, are lifting a restriction. Before, we would not consider a grant proposal for operating or core support. But we felt we care for our community, and we understand that nonprofits may have unique needs this year. And so we lifted that restriction, and we are open this year, and we will consider applications or funding requests for operational support.
Okay. And I see on here some of the information that you've provided. Project proposals for new programs or expansions of existing
mm-hmm.
programs are encouraged.
Correct. Where before that was all we would consider.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still encouraging that. But in addition to that, we would also consider, as I said, those core support requests or general operating support requests.
Okay. So a big part of the message here today is if you are a representative or the person who basically handles the purse strings or is president, CEO, whatever, of any of those 29 agencies that you've previously helped in the past, now is the time for you to get
That's
on board
right.
if the word for some reason or other hasn't already gotten to you. Revised grant application is available online now. Started Monday, June 8th, and the submission deadline, I'm not sure if I got this right the first time, it's July 13th. You need
That's
to get
correct.
That application in by Monday, July 13th, and you can go to www.womensfundsc.org to find out more about that. And I'm reading right off the sheet here. Right under that, it says, "Together we are serving and strengthening our community with resilience and hope." I don't think truer words could ever be spoken in the situation that we're in right now, that hopefully we won't be in too much longer, but really do need to be realistic about all of that. Kristen Sieber, President and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County, is our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. We're centering the show around the grant program for the 2021 Grant Awards, and that grant cycle is underway right now. You'll make the selections in the fall, and will it be January of 2021 when you announce
That's
the grant
correct.
Recipients?
Okay. Our grant year is the funding. We award the grants in January, so the grants take place during that during a fiscal year, calendar year, which is the same for us.
Okay. And I'm just going to go over the grantees from 2020. The Alzheimer's Alliance of Smith County, East Texas Veterans Community Council, Meals on Wheels Ministry, the First Tee of Greater Tyler, and the TISD Foundation. And that's just a small number of the agencies that you've helped out in the past. But it gives folks, I think, a very good idea of what you're about and the kinds of projects and programs and agencies that you are in the business of supporting. One of the things that you really want to do, I know, through the Women's Fund of Smith County is encourage youth participation. And I think you probably already picked up on this. This is where we go into the GI. Is it called? Do you call it the GIVE program?
Yeah, we okay. do call it that. Right.
It says GIVE. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a former spelling champ here. I should probably already have figured that out. But let's talk about that. This is something very, very interesting. We know that a lot of agencies really have special programs to encourage youth participation. But let's talk about yours. It looks like you're doing a lot to really get some of these young ladies up and going on this.
We are. Thank you for asking about that too, John. We're proud of this program. As you said, it's called GIVE, which stands for Girls Invested in Volunteer Efforts. And this is an initiative or program of our organization that started in 2013, mm-hmm. and they gave their first grant in 2014. It's patterned after our model of collective giving and grant making, and it's open to any high school girl grades 9 through 12. Smith County, any Smith County high school girl is welcome to join and be a part of GIVE. And again, this is a program that members of our organization serve as mentors for these girls and work with these girls and help them understand the meaning of philanthropy, which, as we know, is bottom line what philanthropy is love of humankind.
Mm-hmm.
And serving our neighbors and trying to make our community brighter, kinder, stronger. So these girls come together, and different from members of the Women's Fund, we don't ask the girls to give of their personal resources. Mm-hmm. They don't have to pay dues to be a part of it. So how they fund their grants is through fundraising. So together they raise dollars, and that's how those GIVE grants are funded. So for example, this past year, the girls raised money through a campaign called We Help Too, TWO, and they sold socks. And the interesting thing about this, the We Help Too campaign, is that that organization, for every pair of socks that sold, they'll donate socks.
Ah.
So the girls not only raised dollars, but they also had some socks, lots of socks, that they were able to donate to different organizations here. So the girls, as I said, they raise their own funds, and the Women's Fund believes so strongly in this program that the board will match the dollars that the girls raise. So, for example, this year the girls raised over $4,000 on their own, and the Women's Fund Board matched that. So this year their grant was an $8,500 grant, which is the largest mm-hmm. this group has given. These girls give typically one grant a year. And so, but they're cumulative now since giving their first grant in 2014 is now over $30,000 is mm-hmm. their cumulative mm-hmm. grant total now. So they too, though, they research on their own what the community needs are. They invite agencies to come make a presentation to them. And similar to the Women's Fund, the girls vote on which agency will receive their grant. So it is, as I said, patterned after our model.
All right. Now, of course, it does happen during the school year.
Right.
And it sounds like you've just gotten tremendous response to this over the years, and you're looking for more come fall.
We would love, any girl with a giving heart who wants to learn more about philanthropy and experience the joy of that type of giving is welcome to join. And again, as you said, John, they can go to our website. They can email us at info@womensfundsc.org mm-hmm. or call the office. You gave that number earlier as well.
903-509-1771.
That's right. Yeah. And we would love to have more girls involved. I mean, we had a great group this year, as I said, many of whom will be returning.
Okay.
But we're really excited and proud. So, and honestly, John, these girls inspire us. They come to us thinking they're going to learn from us, but typically we learn from them.
Kristen Sieber, our guest this morning on In Focus, President, CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County. I'm John Sims. And just looking at the brochure, there's some information on here. I don't know if we've spotlighted this already, but you say your goal is to have a diverse group of high school girls representing all schools in Smith County. I know you mentioned that part. Everyone has something unique to contribute. Mm-hmm. All of these mm-hmm. points are just so relevant as I go over them. Each girl brings different talents and perspectives, and you say by uniting girls from all backgrounds, the focus becomes a shared vision and shared hope for a better community. I don't know who wrote that, but I don't know. I think they deserve a Pulitzer Prize.
Well, it's similar to our giving circle too, John. I love, that's what I always say, one of the most beautiful aspects of our giving circle, and it's again with the girls too, is the diversity. Mm-hmm. Diversity of these girls, the diversity of our members, whether that be race, age, giving capacity, different backgrounds, but we all have a shared affection for our mission, and that is the understanding that together truly is better. Mm-hmm. And that's why we always say any woman with a giving heart is welcome to join our organization. And that's what's been the biggest blessing for me too, personally, is to be involved with such unique and diverse women, strong, bright, beautiful, amazing women who really understand that coming together and making a difference in that way is just so impactful, not only for our community, but it's transforming for each of us personally as well to go mm-hmm. through and have this experience.
Kristen, I'm glad you mentioned that any woman with a giving heart is welcome to join your organization. That was one of the things I wanted to bring up. I was actually going to ask you, can people join?
Absolutely.
And you gave me the best answer you could have given me, and certainly easy to do. Go to that womensfundsc.org website, call the office, 903-509-1771. Can people drop by the office?
Absolutely.
Sure.
We're on the second floor there. We'd love to have you come by.
Okay, 909 East Southeast Loop 323 Suite 215. It's right there at the corner of the Loop in Copeland, across the street from our studios, as luck would have it. Let's have that email address again.
The email address is info@womensfundsc.org.
Very good. Okay, a few minutes left in the show, and we want to talk about the big event that you have planned for November. Fingers crossed. We're hoping everything will have passed
right
by then, and you can have that Power of the Purse celebration luncheon. Tell us what you have on the schedule in that regard right now, and what people can look forward to.
This year, John, will be our 13th annual Power of the Purse luncheon. It is one of two signature events that we have each year. The other event we have is in May, and that is our Mother's Day luncheon, which sadly had to be canceled this year. But we are looking forward with hopeful hearts for our luncheon to take place, as you said, on Tuesday, November 10th at Green Acres Crosswalk Conference Center. We, in the past, John, have been honored to bring in outside speakers to inspire us and to give us messages of hope and inspiration, as I said. This year will look very differently, of course, and instead of bringing in an outside speaker, our focus this year at our luncheon is on community, our community, and specifically the resilient spirit of this community. So we will be so honored to be focusing on the agencies with whom we've partnered in the past, the agencies that are working diligently each and every day to lessen the burden of our neighbors and to do what we all can to help. I've been saying that we're trying to move from reaction to resurgence, to move from moment to momentum. And we are wanting to respond with relevance with regard to this current situation. But one thing that has not changed and will not change is our mission, and that will truly be the message of our event. Again, that together is better. So we're looking forward to a celebration of community, a celebration of being together, and we're very hopeful that we'll be able to have this event in person and feel that spirit, as I mentioned.
Okay. Well, looking ahead and maybe giving out a little bit more information. I know everything's kind of up in the air right now, to say the least. Is this an actual fundraiser
for
the Women's Fund?
It is. We seek sponsorships each year. It certainly helps with our annual budget. All proceeds from the event benefit our mission and outreach to women and children. But it's also an opportunity, as I say, to have a touch point with our members, to actually be together and enjoy company with one another, fellowship, and then, as I said, to just celebrate philanthropy, our community, the spirit of giving, and the difference that all of that can make.
All right. Is it too early for people to maybe be asking about tickets or sponsorships?
No, not at all. Again, you can go to our website. Tickets for the event are $50 each, and sponsorships, table sponsorships, and additional sponsorship opportunities are also available on our website, or you, again, as you said, John, can call or email. And we have just sent out information to our sponsors. We're very blessed, as I said earlier, to have strong community partners who have been a part of our journey from the beginning and help us underwrite these events to help raise awareness of our mission and to bring the light of philanthropy to our community.
Okay, so that's Tuesday, November 10th, as things stand right now, Green Acres Baptist
that's
Church
right.
Crosswalk Conference Center, probably, an 11:30 to 1 type
exactly.
time?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of become standard, I think. So, and again, www.womensfundsc.org is the website, located 909 East Southeast, Loop 323, Suite 215. Phone number is 903-509-1771, and the email, info@womensfundsc.org. It looks like I've got that part memorized too. Coming down close to the end of the show, we've been talking to Kristen Sieber, President and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County, and we've covered a lot of ground because that's what the Women's Fund of Smith County does. It is what is known as a giving circle. And I think now would be as good a time as any just to reemphasize that your grant cycle is underway. You are working with the 29 agencies that you have worked with in the past, limiting it this year and just hoping for the best for the following years. Funding will be considered for general support operating expenses.
That's
know
correct.
That we want to reemphasize
Thank
that because
John.
That has not been the case in the past. Project proposals for new programs or expansions of existing programs, it was pretty much limited to that before. Now that's just encouraged because you're kind of changing your tune a little bit because of COVID-19. Grant applications accepted from existing nonprofit agency partners. Grant application is online right now, and the submission deadline is Monday, July 13th. So if it's kind of gotten off your radar screen or maybe got caught in your spam file and you haven't heard about it yet, and you're one of those 29 partner agencies from the past, now is the time to get that grant application in for the grants that will be awarded in January of 2021. And that brings us pretty much down to the end of the show, but it's been great getting caught up with the Women's Fund of Smith County. Thanks so much for coming
Thank
in,
you,
Kristen
John.
Sieber, President and CEO of the Women's Fund of Smith County. Really appreciate your joining us today.
Thank you. I've enjoyed having this time with you, too.
You bet. Once again, Kristen Sieber, Women's Fund of Smith County, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. As always, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week on In Focus.